Okay, so good morning. We're Masechet Torah Lamed Bet. When we broadcast this morning, I think we've arrived now at Naples. Bunch about arriving at Naples. All right. So, I'm starting a new Mishnah here. This is into the last Perek. Mishnah says like this: Echad kotcha mizbeach v'echad kotcha bede kabayit. Whether it's a kotcha mizbeach, as a whether korbanot for the mizbeach, or korban haladavet, or korbanot for bede kabayit, right? Or if you magdish bede kabayit. So ein meshaninotan migdusha l'gdusha. Once you've set aside a korban, so you don't change the kedusha. Look at Rashi there, migdusha l'gdusha. The kotcha berekabayit shegdisham lemizbeach lo asa klum. If you're a magdish animal to mizbeach, for example, in ola, and then you say, you know what, I'd rather make it into a berekabayit, you've done nothing. Ube kotcha mizbeach ein meshanin migdushat ola l'shtayim. So that's the one. Rashi saying there are two elements here of ein meshanin mikdusha l'kdusha. The one step is you can't change a hegdesh to a bede kabayit. And more than that, he says, or in addition to that, within kodshem mizbeach, you can't change the kedushot. So if you've got a korban to the ola, and you want to say, no, I'll make it a shlamim, you can't. So ve'ein meshanin mikdushat ola l'shlamim, mishlamim l'ola. Okay, so that's two stages here of ein meshanin mikdusha l'kdusha. And then he says another halacha the Mishnah, Umagdishinotan hegdesh ilui. Now, when we say magdishinotan hegdesh ilui, right, you can take a korban, and which you already got, let's say a korban of a berekaba of a mizbeach, right, and you say like this. Kudrashi specifically, a magdishinotan a kodshe mizbeach kai. We're speaking here specifically about the kodshe mizbeach. We're not talking about kodshe berekabait. You've got an ola, let's say, and you magdishin kodesh ilui. What does it mean? Look here, Rashi Hegdesh Ilui. Kagon im amar al ola. It's a long Rashi, but it's very, very important Rashi. It says, im amar al ola, arei zo lebede kabayit. So you've now got an ola, and you say, now what, I'm going to make it ola bede kabayit. Ma'alin oto bedamim lefima sheyesh lo koach ba, venotein legizbar. So the korban itself, we just said, can't change. If it's a korban ola, you can't make it into bede kabayit. But you can magdish ilui, which stays an ola, but now the amount of, so to speak, control, or the amount of responsibility, in a better word, that you've got over this animal, you will then, that amount of responsibility will be converted into money, and that money you will give, the korban stays a korban ola. But in addition to the korban ola, you will give that value of your responsibility. You'll see in a second what that means, to berek abayit. So you magdish an ola, and you say, you know what? You say, like Rashi uses the Lashon over here, which is over here, im amar, on an ola, harei zol b'dekabayit, you got an ola, you say, this ola should be to b'dekabayit. Now, the ola can't go to b'dekabayit, it's not the second ago, you can't change the kedushon. But the money value in it, you pay to b'dekabayit, so you end up costing you twice. Rashi will explain how it works now. Kagon says it like this, ditnan, be'erchin, we learned in Erchin, Masechet, in Perek HaMagdish, Daf Kavchet, machrim adam et kodshav, you can machrim, right, your kodshav. How does it work? Im nadar, if you made a neder, so you noten de mehem. Im nadava, noten et tovatam. We'll see, wait a minute, remember the two different types of korbanot, yeah? There's a neder where you make a neder and you say, halre, a lie, ola. Then either the animal dies, you're going to replace it. Or in Nadava, you say, Hare zo, this animal, then you don't have to replace it. And there you just got Tova. What's the Tova? The Tova is the small amount of money, which we learned before, that a person can pay you so that you give your korban to their grandchild or their nephew, remember, who's a Kohen. That's the Tovatam. That's the word, the benefit you got. Look, Rashi explains now. Come on. Imahema zo haita neder kagonda amahare alai ola. It was an animal where you said, Hare alai. And then he finishes all in the draw, and you set the animal aside as a korban ola for your neder. Since the animal died or got lost, you'd be responsible for it. Therefore, nimta shekula shelo, it's as if the whole animal's yours. And therefore, when you said, when you made this comment, harei alai, you said on the harei zol bede kabayit, so noten kol damea lecherem hakohen. You give the whole value of the animal as a cherem. Now, why we see cherem hakohen? We'll see that on in this parak. Stam charamim to bere kabayit. If you say stam cherem, it means cherem kohen. It actually goes to the kohanim, not to the Beit HaMikdash. We'll see that in a second. That's what Rashi's saying over here. If you said, like he said over here, right? If you said that you're going to give this as to Bedek HaBayit, Harei Zor Bedek HaBayit, it goes to the Kohen. Unless you say specifically not to the Kohen. We'll see that later on. V'adin nami to Bedek HaBayit, and so too Bedek HaBayit, im hitpis kodshe mizbeach to Bedek HaBayit. If you specifically said, I wanted to go to Bedek HaBayit and not to the Kohen. V'im nadava, on the other hand, it was in the Dava. V'im nadava, right? Right, if you look at the Shlima Kubetzit here, on Ot Hey, it's quite important. V'im nadava, Ota mizbeach shehichrim kagon amar harei zo, right? It was a nedav, not a neder. Meita enochai. Back in Russian, the meita enochai b'chayuta. If it had died, you wouldn't be chay b'chayuta. Therefore, you haven't got the whole value you had to give it because if it died, it wasn't yours. You didn't care about it, right? Nimtza she'ein lo chelik ba. What is your only amount you've got in this animal? What's vested in it? Ele tovat hana'a. Which? What is that tovat hana'a? The Rashai be told Davar Muat, you're allowed to take a small amount of money from Israel, Chaver from a friend of yours in Israel, that she ten or lato zot leben bito kohen le hakriva kadeshi tolita or. You know that your grandson is working this week in Beit HaMikdash. You say to your friend, you know what, here, take a few hundred shekels, the animal's worth 10,000 shekels. Here, take 100 shekels and make sure you give the animal to my grandson. He does the avoda and he'll get the skin, he'll get the leather. And then that's the amount of Bedek HaBayit. So bottom line, sum up very quickly. You got two types of animals here, an Ola, right, which was a Neder, or a Nedava. It was a Neder, and you lost it, or died, you'd be responsible for the whole animal. Therefore, if you said you want this animal to go to Bedek HaBayit, you're going to pay the value of the whole animal. It was a Nedava, you only pay the amount inherent which you could possibly have received if somebody paid you a bit of money, let's say a soft bribe, to give that money to somebody else. So that's why we explain over here. Magdishnato hegdesh ilu. And the next halach in the Mishnah, machrim minotan. What do you mean machrim minotan? Im hechrim kodshe mizbeach, noten lekohen ha'ilui, kamo shepirashti. And machrim here means, we're seeing here, stam cherim means the kohen. So if you're done kegdesh ilu with the kohen, Rashi is the Gemara Mishnah, you can magdish to Bedek HaBayit and magdish to the kohen, or machrim to the kohen as well. So you've got Bedek HaBayit or kohen. Rashi's are the same halacha depending who they're going to. Now, ve'im meitu, if one of these animals dies, right? So now we're going to see at the end of the end of the daf exactly what we're speaking about here, because the Mishnah says echad kodesh mizbeach echad kodesh bedek habayit. We're just irrespective whether it's kodesh mizbeach or kodesh bedek habayit, etc., etc., etc. Then it says ve'im meitu. Let's look at Rashi. Meitu kodesh mizbeach. Rashi says specifically kodesh mizbeach, not kodesh bedek habayit. Only if kodesh mizbeach die, afilu la'acha shehumamu. Even if they die, after they've got a mum, but I die in law niftu, but you haven't redeemed it yet, right? Yikberu, you bury them. Va'enu yachol niftu tam, you can't redeem it. La'achiran leklavim, we learned that in the previous parak, that you don't send. Remember, we said there that if it was a treifa, you don't feed it to your dog. Here, even if it's a mum, not a treifa, and Rashi says here, "Va'afiru l'man damar pid poli metakotchim le'achrin neklavim." Even according to that man damar, said you can do it if you want to give it to your dogs. Hani mili be'nashinaso treifa. That's only when it's a treifa. De'ika hamada v'aracha, because the treifa has hamada. You can put it in front of the coin. Hamada v'aracha means that you bring it to the coin and he can look at it. It stands up in front of him and he can assess it and tell you how much to pay. Avar meit, but if it died, Lord, too late. Can't assess it anymore. It can't stand up. It's dead. Right? The Ba'idan Hamada Baracha. Right? Because you need to be assessed. Inami Hamaka. That's good enough for now. All right. Rabbi Shimon Omer, on the other hand, Rabbi Shimon says, Koche Bedek HaBayit im Meitu. So Rashi pointed out that Chamim was speaking specifically about im Magdish, im Meitu Yigberu, that's Koche Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, with Koche Bedek HaBayit, not Koche Mizbeach, im Meitu Yipadu, you can redeem them. So we're not sure now, what does Chamim think? Because Chamim Kontra Rashi says specifically only Kodesh Mizbeach. So we'll see at the end of this daf, it seems to be a bit of a machloket, exactly what we're speaking about, not clear. What we're speaking about. Shimon says, nonetheless, if it's Bedek HaBayit, you don't have to bury it, you can redeem it, right? Even if it died already. In other words, he's telling us over here that Kodesh Bedek HaBayit don't need Ha'amada V'Haracha. You don't have to have them stand in front of the coin and be assessed and be evaluated and appraised, because they're dead already, they can't. Right? Now that you can still redeem it. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna says like this. When we're discussing now two types of kadoshim, right? Kodesh Bedek HaBayit and Kodesh Mizbeach. And we said in the Mishnah, right, that Ein Mishnah Notan Mikadosh LeKadosha, and you can magdish it to Hegdesh Ilui, the Kodesh Mizbeach. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Kodshei Mizbeach, Shitfisan L'Chirmei Kohanim. You got a Kodshei Mizbeach, and you say there, when you got a Magdish, a Tegdesh Ilui, but to a Kohen, L'Chirmei Kohanim, Lo Asaklu. So he says there, as if you did nothing, it won't work. If you got an Ola, and you were Machrim to the Kohanim, you've done nothing. Look at Rashi. Chirmei Kohanim, Hainu Stam Charamin. You see that? That's what Rashi, I mentioned earlier. Rashi says there, that when you say Chirim, Cherem, Stam Cherem goes to Kohan. Kohen. Ulachi nakadashon Cheremek Kohanim. That's why Rashi says we chose the Lashon Dafka Cheremek Kohanim, the Zimnin, the Charamim, the Bedekabayit. Because sometimes the Cherem can go to Bedekabayit, Kagoni Parish. If you specifically mention Bedekabayit, if you don't mention it, it goes to Kohen. Fabar Reze Cherem, Le Bedekabayit. So it could be Cherem, or Cherem Kohanim, or Cherem Bayit. But Rav Huna says specifically over here, Kochem is Beach Shitfisan, Lacharme Kohanim, if it was Stam Cherem, Lo asaklum, Rashi lo asaklum, vafilu hegdesh ilui lo yahiv le kohanim. So Rav Huna is saying it doesn't work with cherim. If you got an ola, it does nothing. You have to then go through that whole process. We saw the Rashi there and actually pay the kohanim anything. So Gemara says, "Matama, why not?" It's because Rav Huna got a pasuk, Amarkra. The pasuk says like this: Kol cherim kochei kodesh kochei kadoshim hu lashem. It says all the cherem is Lashem. So what does it mean? Kol cherem, the kodesh kadoshim, have hahu Lashem li have. Kochei kodshim, which you machim, they go to Hashem. They Hashem have. And therefore, if they are Hashem, look at Rashi, the very last there land. Sheya mitchila kodesh Lashem hu ve'ein koach kohen chal alav. Once it was Lashem, that's the stays Lashem. Nothing you can do about it. It doesn't leave the kedusha of Hashem. The Gemara is a brighter now to argue with Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, remember that Kodshem is Beach. If you makpis it to Chem Kohen, you've done nothing. The Gemara is like, it's made to be Shit Pisan. If you makpis Berekabayit, Bein le Kodshem is Beach, Bein le Cherme Kohanim, Lo Asaklu. So this brighter says, Kodshem Berekabayit. We aren't on that yet. Rav Huna was talking about Kodshem is Beach. But the brighter says, Kodshem Berekabayit, if you want to try and magdish it to Kodshei Mizbeach, a higher level, or to Cherme Kohanim, done nothing. And Cherme Kohanim, if you've got a korban which lechatchila, meikara, was a cherem for the Kohanim, and then you want to do matpisit, right? Bein the Kodshei Mizbeach, or bein the Kodshei Berekabayit, also lo asaklum. So we see you've got a Berekabayit korban, or a Cherme Kohen korban, you can't do anything with it. Ah, the Gemara says, from there we learn what? HaKodshei Mizbeach. That's not mentioned yet. That's not limited in the brighter. Masha sasui. Therefore, it's, we see that if you do it, it works. So that is a tiyufta to Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna said that kochei berekabayit, kochei mizbeach, shematpis le kohanim, lo asaklum. Here we see that the brighter never mentioned it. The Gemara, by process of elimination, derives that it would work, tiyufta. So Malach Rav Huna, this is on the contrary. No. Why was it left out of that brighter? You think it was left out of that brighter because it wasn't part of the brighter. The brighter told us what won't work, and you are now deriving that this will work. I'll tell you no. Ki shayre, ahad shayre. Specifically for that reason it was left out. Look, Rashi says the Lashon like that. He says, ki shayre, ki de shayre. They should have changed the Lashon. Ki de shayre, le koche mizbeach, de lo tenai bahade. Why wasn't koche mizbeach taught in this brighter? Ahad shayre, for that reason was left out. Klomar al davar ze shayre, specifically for the reason that you're telling me. V'imigdish ala berekabayit, if you want to try and prove in magdish le mizbeach, right? You want to tell me magdish le mizbeach matpis charme kohanim, it would work, right? In other words, it would work. Remember, Rav Huna said that tfisan charme kohanim lo asa klum, it was mizbeach, and you're telling me that would work. He said no. I'm telling you that if it was Magdish le Berekabayit, not Magdish le Mizbeach, then ma she'asui, Rashi says she'asui, there it would work, v'yayiv hegdesh ilui, aval lecher me kohanim lo, de behedye mi'atakra. He says, on the contrary, Rav Huna says, all you can prove from this is that it was Magdish le Berekabayit, it would work. Nothing with lecher me kohanim, because I've got a pasuk. He says, that's why the brighter left it out. So if that's the case, so then why wasn't it learnt in this bright year with these two other cases? We mentioned two other cases. We said, Kodshei Berekabayit, and we said Charmei Kohanim Shit Pisan. Why don't we also write over there? This is the great Rav Huna, Kochem Isbeach, Matpis Kohen. It wouldn't work. She says, why wouldn't it work? He says, Tanit it betarte katani. Today's betarte, doctor, if you look carefully at that bright that was the Gemara brought, there was, each one had two cases. We said, Kochem Edek Abayit, Shit Pisan, that you were Matpis, either to Kochem Isbeach, or to Chirmei Kohanim, lo asaklum. Then we said, Chirmei Kohanim, Shit Pisan, or to Kochem Isbeach, or to Kochem Edek Abayit, lo asaklum. Therefore, it won't work. Why? Because now you're telling me that here Kochem Isbeach to Chirmei Kohanim wouldn't work, but Kochem Edek Abayit would work. So therefore, it's not going to be part of that category, the Mishnah, the bright, only spoke about things which all work in twos. So when I ask, it brings a kasha over here. It says, not. Right? And this comes straight of our Mishnah. Right? That's why the Shita changes the Lashon. We've got here, Magdish Otan Hekdesh Ilui. Look, our Mishnah says, the third line of our Mishnah, Umagdishin Otan Hekdesh Ilui, Umachrimin Otan. So the Shita actually changes it. The bet there, he says, it says not from our Mishnah. Umagdishin otan hegdesh ilui. Our Mishnah says you can magdish them hegdesh ilui, or you can machrim them to the kohen, right? So it says there, and you can machrim to the kohen. Look, stay in the shita. My love, hegdesh ilui lekodesh berek habayit, right? Hegdesh ilui you would give to berek habayit. Umachrimin otan lecher mei kohanim. Right, so our Mishnah says straight out, Hegdesh Ilui Machrim Otan. So he says, lo. So he says, no, that's not the case. Idi ve'idi kochem edek abayit. Both these cases here, in the Mishnah speaking about, when it says, umagdishin otan and machrimin otan, it's not talking about kochem izbeach. Remember, Rav Huna is speaking about kochem izbeach. Rav Huna says, no. Right? That is kochem edek abayit. So why has it got two lashonot, two languages of kochem edek abayit, magdish and machrin? He says, veloshna, and you can choose. Mapi global lashon hegdesh lebedek habayit. Make the difference if you used magdish for bedek habayit. Veloshna mapi lehu. Also make the difference if you used lashon charmei lebedek habayit. So Ravuna will tell you, as far as Ravuna is concerned, our Mishnah is even a good point, because our Mishnah, both magdish and machrim, are both discussing bedek habayit, are not discussing kodshei mizbeach. And Ravuna says, Kochem Isbeach, you can't make anything to it. Here the Mishnah is discussing Berek Habayit, which you can do, and still doesn't prove anything against Ravuna. So the Gemara says, wait a second, V'halo Tani Hachi. But didn't we learn in a Furash Brighter? The Tani of a Brighter, we learned in a Brighter. Right? And the Brighter says like this, and the Shita adds in, Magdishin Otan. Right? There's a Brighter that is actually a Brighter on our Mishnah. That when our Mishnah said, Magdishin Otan, Hegdesh Ilui, what is that? That's Kochem Edek Habayit. And when our Mishnah says, Umachrimin Otan, Chirmei Kohanim, that's Dafke Kohanim. So we've got a brighter that says different to you. A brighter that says that our Mishnah is discussing two cases. Magdishin Otan means Berek Habayit, and Charmin means Charmin, Machkov Kohanim. So it's not a case of both of them Berek Habayit. Furthermore, Hatan, you've got a brighter. And the Shita there says it's a behedya. It learns behedya before us clearly. Kochem Isbeach. If you've got Kochem Isbeach, Korbanot, then the Shita changes that Shehigdishu to Shehitfisu. Shehitfisu lecherme kohanim, which you then said you want your Korban Isbeach. You matpis it to cherme kohanim, which means, like Rashi said at the very beginning, you have to bring money to the Kohen, depending if it was a neder or a dava. Masha asa asuy. If you did it, it works. Which is exactly contrary to what Ravuna says. Ravuna says that matpis lecherme kohanim lo asa klum. And here the brighter says, matpis lecherme kohanim, masha asa asuy. Tiyuvta, Ravuna, tiyuvta. He has a final reputation of Ravuna, and we knock out Ravuna. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Right, we've got a kasha here. V'ha Rav Huna krakamar. But wait a second, how can we just bring it to you if they get Rav Huna? Do you know what a pasuk? At the very beginning, we said, I'm Rav Huna, kochem is be'achshit pisan lechem ukarim, lo asa klum, ma time, why? Amar kra, kol cherim. So Gemara says, Rav Huna's got a pasuk. How can you just ignore what Rav Huna said? He's got a pasuk, he's basing it on a mesoras. Amar ules, the Gemara says, ules says like this, amar kra. Or it says, how do you read the pasuk a little bit differently? Right? What was that pasuk? the pasuk that Ula that he quoted here, it's on our Amud. Yeah, Achkol Cherim Asher Yachrim Ish Lashem. Any of these Cherim that you machrim to Hashem, Mikol Asher Lo, Madal Bahem, from a person, animal, Misadeh Achuzato, or from his familial field, Lo Yimacher, Lo Yigael, he can't sell, he can't redeem it. Kol Cherim Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lashem. Kol Cherim, all Cherim, Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lashem. So Ula says like this, Amar Ula, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, when it says Cherim, it says Kol Cherim. So look at Rashi here. The very I skipped over here, Rashi. Look at the last three lines of Rashi there at the bottom. What does it mean, kol cherim? Rashi says, Amar Ula, kra, lo krav huna mashma. Huna's got the pasuk wrong. Midahavel el mikhtav cherim, kodshe kodashimu. It didn't say cherim, kodshe kodashimu. It said, uchtiv v'chol cherim. Now what does v'chol cherim mean? Hachi mashma, al hakol chayil cherim. A cherim, which means to the Kohanim, will apply to anything. Sorry, I just let's put my coffee there. Will apply to anything. Va'afilu amidei de koche kochim hu. Even if it's koche kochim. So Ula says, the pasuk doesn't say what Ula says. The pasuk says on the contrary. The pasuk says that any koche kochim I've got, even an ola, I can matpis to cherim Kohanim. And that's why the brother said, Tiyufta, Tiyufta, it will work. It's like this. Or me, Amar Ula Hachi, and Ula really says such a thing? That you can make a machrim, you can machrim any kocha kochim? We've got a problem with that. Why? Amar Ula, we've got another makor of Ula's. A matpis, Ola, Nebede Kabayit. If you're a matpis and Ola, you had an Ola, and you said, remember Rashi used the Lashon at the very beginning there. Hare zo lebedek habayit. You got an ola standing in front of you now. You said, Hare, this ola should be bedek habayit. And now the question is, are you matpis? You've got to bring the money. Let's say it was a neder, and you're responsible for the whole animal. The animal cost $1,000. Do you now have to go and bring $1,000 cash to the Beit HaMikdash? Your korban stays a korban, right? That's what we said. Ein meshani notan mikdusha l'kdusha. But it would matpis, you've got to bring money to the Beit HaMikdash. Ha Ula said, if you did the statement of a matpis on a bedek habayit, ein ba ela ikuv gizbarin bilvad. All you've managed to do here is just delay your process a bit. You don't owe any money, but you've got to wait for the gizbar to sign you off, so to speak. Look at Rashi, right? She'ein a kreva ad she'avo ha gizbarin lamod la gaba. You've got to wait for the gizbar to come and stay check it. Can I remember Alma? We said in the Pairuk in the Masechet Tanit, Haich korbanu shel Adam karev, it becomes a korban normally, who ain't all made agav, and nothing happened. Aval shum damim lo yad bedek habayit. But you don't have to pay anything to Beit HaMikdash, and that's with bedek habayit. So kol shekein lecher be kohanim, how much more so if you're going to give it to the kohanim, ta afilu Rav Huna, ta have palig achar me kohanim, have more than bedek habayit. Rav Huna, even Rav Huna who said that cherim doesn't work, he would agree bedek habayit would work. So if bedek habayit doesn't work here, then certainly cherim won't work as well. So even Ula would agree, even Avuna would agree with Ula, that over here, if you machrim your Ola to Bedek HaBayit, you've done nothing. So how can you tell me Ula is of the opinion from Kol Cherim that cherim would apply to any korban? Ula here himself says that even Bedek HaBayit, which is a higher level, if you are matpis your Ola to Bedek HaBayit, you've done nothing. Is it clear? Many? Right, okay. So the Gemara says, no. Le'olam midrabanan. If you look at the Aleph there of the Mishnah Rashas, he says, Tzrich lomar midrabanan. And Rashi has midrabanan as well. If you look at Rashi, he says, the very first narrow line, it says, umeshanei, and they reply, the answer to Ula's question is, midrabanan. What does it mean, midrabanan? Right, look at Rashi. Haich brighter de la'el, this brighter which we brought, de shairei lekochem izbeach, that brighter over there, which we brought, the whole brighter to tell us, right, that it would work. That was the way Ula explained that pasuk. Midrabanan hu dechayil. It's only the rabbanan. The midoraita leke el ikuv gizbarin. When we said Ula said there's only ikuv gizbarin, we're going to do is wait a little bit till the gizbar signs it off. That is doraita. About midrabanan. So there is a bit of a problem here. So both the bright and the previous Amud and Ulik in the Pasuk are all speaking about a Dirabanan over here, about Chayil, this Chermim works. Ukra la Asmachta, and the cry is just an Asmachta for the Dirabanan, that call Chermim Lashem. V'ikar kra le'me'ila aten. Really, what's the real makor for the purpose of that pasuk? It's got nothing to do with charamim. It's all to do with me'ila. Rabot chen mekar in me'ila. Right? And we'll see now exactly what we're talking about. Back in the Gemara. The Gemara says, ukra, the pasuk they call charim, le'me'ila da'ata. It really comes as there is me'ila with regards to charmei kohanim. The Gemara says, le'me'ila lama. Lama li. Why do I need me'ila? Lama li. They should have translated lama lei to lama li. Why do I need a pasuk for me'ila? Right? Le'me'ila lama li kra. Kochei kochim ketiv bay. It's called kochei kochim. We know that. And kochei kochim, we got a klal of me'ila by kochei kochim. Right? A pasuk to teach me a special din in charmei kohanim. We've got the makor of me'ila. Like any korban, there's me'ila. The Gemara says, "Why does he be telling you why in the pasuk for Chermei Kohanim? I got news for you. Uletameh, according to you, Harav Yanai, Amin Mefreshim in the Torah to Be'olam Bilvat. The only place that Me'ila is taught Mefresh in the Torah is with regards to Olot, not with regards to Ashamot, and not with regards to Chataot, and not with regards to Shlamim, not with any other korban. Shneimar Nefesh Kitibo Mal VeChatat Mishkar Mikodesh Hashem. That pasuk they're speaking specifically about an Olah." Right? Amiyuchadin Lashem. Aval Chataot Vasham. Lo nafke mid the Rabbi. From Rebbe. The Tani Rebbe. Rebbe says like this. Kol Chedev Lashem. Rabot Emorei Kochim Kalim Lemila. Rebbe says there that we've got the pasuk over there. Kol Chedev Lashem. That comes to teach me a ribui of Emorim. Of the offal. The leftovers. Right? That we burn. There's meal on them. So according to you now, it says the Gemara, one long question. You ask me, why do I need a pasuk for Me'ila to tell me about Charamot? We only learn Me'ila from Ola. And Rebbe himself says that we've got this pasuk over here of Kol Chel Rashem Rabot Emre Kochim Karim. Lama Likra, why do I have a pasuk there? You can say the same thing. Koche Kochim Ketiv Bahu. Really got Koche Kochim. So all Koche Kochim should be covered under Me'ila. Why do we need a pasuk? Why did a pasuk? Says like I said, Afa gav the kochei kochim ketiv, but even though it's written kochei kochim, by kralei ravanu le'meila, we need a pasuk nonetheless to include this offal. Obviously, you're going to burn the mizbeach to meila, and therefore I'll tell you the same thing. Charamim nami so to charamim. Afa gav the kochei kochim ketiv, but even though it's written kochei kochim, they're part of that whole big major category of kochei kochim, by kralei ravanu le'meila, we need a pasuk as well. So he says, you're right. We could live without it. But we could live without a pasuk of charam of Amorim as well. But Rebbe felt it necessary to bring a pasuk for Amorim of Me'ila. So therefore we're bringing a pasuk of for charamim for Me'ila as well. But really the source of Me'ila is from Ola. And that's where we learn Ola. And there's basically a binyan av to all other kochim. But nonetheless, we've got a pasuk there. We've got a pasuk here for Me'ila as well. So that's the end of the sugya. So very, very quickly, Rabuna, who challenged us on matpis kochim isbeach, to Harim for Kohen, Lo Asaklum. We challenged him that it would work. We got a brighter that said Mefurash, we had Yufter Rav Huna. Rav Huna had a pasuk. Ula says, no, that pasuk is not really what Rav Huna understood. The pasuk here is really just a Durabanan and Asmachta Ba'alma, that these things would work. The writer doesn't work at all. And the pasuk for Me'ila, and we need the pasuk Me'ila just as a byproduct, just like we had there with the Amrim. Okay, now the Gemara brings out Gufa. So now, we take out this, what we spoke, we said, HaMagdish Ola Lebede Kabayit, Ein Ba, this is what Ula said over here, right? This case of Ula, where we saw, if you Magdish an Ola to Bede Kabayit, so Ein Ba Ela Ikuv Gizbarim Bilvav. You see there's this idea over here, that nothing really happens, you have to wait for the Kohen, and the Bedamich, the Gizbar, to come and sign you off. So the Gemara said like this, Magdish Ola Lebede Kabayit, HaMagdish Ola Lebede Kabayit, Asul Shokta Achetiv De. How can you tell me now that nothing happens? We've got a brighter that says you can't even shech the animal, even though you can't change the Kedusha. But until you've paid the money to Berek Abayit, you can't shech it. There's no greater proof than that there's a Kedusha here which was Nitpas. Well, says, no, that's just Midor Rabbanan. It's only Midor Rabbanan, not Midor Raita. The Gemara says, "Achilam istabra." That brighter there, which says, "Magdish Ola," and Achetif, the Liyodim is a Drabanan. But midoraita, like Ula said, you need nothing. The Gemara says, "Achilam istabra." Makes sense. The Tani Sefer, the end of this brighter says, "What? Im avar v'shachta. If you didn't wait, Achetif, the Liyodim did, and you went in nonetheless and you shechted it, Masha Sasui. What you did is good, and therefore worked. And obviously, it was doraita. the understanding of the Gemara is, sorry, if you look at the Shlema Kubetzet there, Otvav, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the wide lines there, two words into the line, that should actually sit straight out. Masha Sasui, Ve'imi Doraita, if it was Doraita, Amai Masha Sasui. How could you say Masha Sasui? What happened, happened? You wouldn't be able to say that. Elamai Midrabanan. It must be Midrabanan. The Gemara says, like this, Ihachi, if it's the Rabanan, how can it be? Aima Sefer, we got the end of that. Now, we quoted the end of the brightest, Imavar Vashachta Masha Sasui. Now, that's probably like the almost the end. The real end of this bright to the Gemara says, Ha'achi, Iachi, Aima Sefer, Umo'alin, Shtei Me'ilot. It says there, the brighter, we haven't got the bright in front of us, but it seems to say like this, HaMagdish Ole Berek HaBayit Asul HaShtoch Tad Shetifte, you can't shechter your tifte. V'im Avar V'shachter, if you did shechter, Masha Sasu, it's good, but Mo'alin Shtei Me'ilot, you're over on 2 Me'ilot. Look at Rashi there, Mo'alin Shtei Me'ilot. I've skipped quite a lot of Rashi's here. Can anybody see where the Shtei Me'ilot are? Shtei Me'ilot, right. If you go over into the Rashi, then down about 7 lines. You see the Rashi there? Right, in line of the Hagot HaBach. Right, Shtei Me'ilot. Achat Mishum Kodshe Mizbeach. 1 Me'ilah, because of your original Kodshe Mizbeach, which you were Magdishet. V'achat Mishum Kodshe Bedek HaBayit. And 1 because you were Matpisset to Kodshe Bedek HaBayit. And Rashi says, Devi Mid Rabbanan, Halo Chayle Kedusha Bedek HaBayit, El Mid Rabbanan. If you tell me it's El Mid Rabbanan, isn't really a Kedusha there of Bedek HaBayit, El Mid Rabbanan. So why are there 2 Me'ilot? I understand 1 Me'ilah, say of Kodshe Mizbeach. Let's say, if you did it, if you were Magdishet, I don't know, not for the purpose of the Korban. But why the 2nd Me'ilah here of the Bedek HaBayit? So the Gemara says like this, V'i Me'ilah, so it says like, Unishtay Me'ilot, V'i. So he says like this, Ve'i midrabanan, amai shtei me'ilot, the Gemara says it straight out, Hachi ka'amar, answer is, Ura'uya lim'ol ba shtei me'ilot. Don't say that you are over shtei me'ilot, say ra'uya, right, you would be, it could be ra'ui for shtei me'ilot. Look at Rashi ra'uya, ilu havia kedusha batraita midoraita. The Gemara is just meaning, and had that 2nd one been doraita, you would have been over on 2 me'ilas. But really, you aren't. Okay. I know it's not very satisfying, the answer, but that's the end of it. Okay. The next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah carried on and said, Ve'im meitu yigberu. Right? If it dies, you bury it. And Rabbi Shimon said, right, if it's kodesh bedek habayit, im meitu yipadu. So now the Gemara wants to discuss that. What's going on here between Rabbanan here in the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbanan say, yigberu, you bury it. And we saw, why do you bury it? Because you need to have ha'amada v'haracha. You have to be able to have a stand in front of the Kohen and being appraised and assessed. And it's dead. Where Rav Shimon says that if it's a kodesh bedek habayit, you can redeem it. He seems to be saying there that you don't need to have ha'amada v'haracha for kodesh bedek habayit. Okay. So now the Gemara gets a little bit tricky. So like this. I'm Rav Yochanan. Is a machlokes between Rish Lakish Rabban, and I actually made a bit of a chart here for myself. Let's get it out. Okay, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish over here, with regards to how to understand Rabbanan. Before we get on to Rabbi Shimon, so he said like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, as far as Rabbanan is concerned, echad kochem mizbeach ve'echad kochem bedek habayit. It makes no difference if it's mizbeach or kodesh or bedek habayit. Hayu b'chal ha'madah b'racha. For Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, Rabbanan say, Bedek HaBayit, or Mizbeach, you always need ha'madah b'racha. And that's why Rabbanan said over here in the Tanakama, that im meitu yikberu, you bury it. For Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, they speak in there both Bedek HaBayit and both Mizbeach. Now, just interesting to note, that's Rabbi Yochanan. If you look at Rashi there, Rashi says, im meitu, Kodshem is Bayach. Rashi seems to be not going like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi explained in the Mishnah that was speaking only about Kodshem is Bayach, not Kodshem Bedek HaBayit. Look at this. Rabbi Yochanan says, Echad Kodshem is Bayach, Echad Kodshem Bedek HaBayit, Hayu Bichlam Namcha. And Rish Lakish says, Rabbanan, Kodshem Bedek HaBayit, Hayu Bichlal Hamada Baracha. Kodshem is Bayach, Lo hayu bichal hamadabaracha. According to Rabbi Yoch Resh Lakish, in the Mishnah Tanakama, only speaking about kochem berik habayit, need hamadabaracha. And kochem isbeach don't need hamadabaracha. I mean, if it doesn't need hamadabaracha, you can redeem it after dad. If it does need hamadabaracha, you can't redeem it after dad. Our Mishnah said that you can't redeem it after dad. And that seems to fit in better with Rashi, funnily enough. Rashi said there specifically, kochem berik habayit. Right? Or did he say kochem isbeach? I'm confused now. Kochem isbeach. Ooh, kochem isbeach. Okay, Resh Lakish says kochem isbeach, you can redeem. Okay, so Rashi's not going like Resh Lakish. Okay, I'm feeling better already. All right. You with me there? You follow what I just said? Right. So Resh Lakish says, L'rabanan kochem berik habayit, hu bichlal hamadav racha. Only there you have to bury it. Kochem isbeach, lo ayu bichlal hamadav racha. You wouldn't have to bury it, you could redeem it. Vze. And Rashi says, Zeh v'zeh, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree. Right? Look at, right? Just look at Zeh v'zeh, model Rabbi Shimon. That with regards to Rabbi Shimon, the Kodshe Berek HaBayit, lo ayu bichlal madav aracha. Rabbi Shimon said, Kodshe Berek HaBayit, you can redeem. So they both agree. It's obvious. The Mishnah says it. It doesn't need aracha. V'kodshe Mizbeach, hayu bichlal hamadav aracha. But Rabbi Shimon would say that Kodshe Mizbeach would need Hamadah Baracha. So when Rabbi Shimon said over here, Kodshe Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kodshe Berek HaBayit, Imei Tu Yipadu, if it dies, you can redeem it because you don't have to worry about assessing it. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if it was a Kodshe Mizbeach, you would have to bury it. Okay? So now, so that's a zeh v'zeh. What the kochem berik habayit lo ayu bichlal hamadav racha, the kochem isbeach bichlal hamadav racha. Uve divrei hakol, and everybody, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, right? And even Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish would all agree. Baal mum ikaro, if they had a mum at the very beginning, at the after, before it became a kochem, lo ayu bichlal hamadav racha, you wouldn't have to worry about it at all, just goes free. All right. So basically now, this is something very quickly. Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about Rabbanan. Do Rabbanan say kochem isbeach need hamadav aracha or not? Right, that's really the machlok. Because kochem berik habayit, they agree that Rabbanan say you do. The machlok in kochem isbeach that Rabbi Yochanan says that as far as Rabbanan are concerned, kochem isbeach do need hamadav aracha, and Resh Lakish says they don't need hamadav aracha with regard to misbeach. Rabbi Shimon says with regard to misbeach that they all do need. And with regards to Berek HaBayit, they don't need. So really, there's a machloket here, Resh Lakish, Rabbi Shimon, in terms of Rabbanan, on Kodshe Mizbeach. And the Gemara now brings our Mishnah. It says like this. Now, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshe Berek HaBayit, Shemaitu Yipadu. Rabbi Shimon says that Kodshe Berek HaBayit, that die, can be redeemed. It's like a Bishlo, Rabbi Yochanan. This works well as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, right? The Amar Rabbanan echad zeh vechad zeh bichlal hamadav baracha, right? Rabbanan said, makes a difference if it's kochem berik habayit or kochem isbeach. They both in hamadav baracha. Haynu de itzchich Rabbi Shimon nifrushay kochem berik habayit shemay to yipadu. That's why Rabbi Shimon has to come and specifically say, because Rabbanan said that kochem berik habayit and kochem isbeach would be yikabru, you'd bury them both. Rabbi Shimon says, as far as kochem isbeach is concerned, I agree with you. But as far as kochem berek habayit is concerned, I disagree with you. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanan say that kochem berek habayit would also be buried. Rabbi Shimon specifically telling them, I don't agree with you on kochem berek habayit. El Resh Lakish, but with regards to Resh Lakish, lamali lifrushe, why does Rabbi Shimon have to say in the Mishnah, specifically, Kodshe Berek HaBayit? Why does he have to be specific? Lifusha, you explain. Look at Rashi there. About Resh Lakish, if you look at Rashi there, he says there, Hainu Istrich Lifusha, El Resh Lakish, the Amar Rabbanan, Lo Kaime Ela Kodshe Berek HaBayit. If according to Resh Lakish, Rabbanan are only speaking about Berek HaBayit. Right? Lam Le Rabbi Shimon Lifusha, why does Rabbi Shimon have to say Berek HaBayit? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshe Berek HaBayit Shemaitu. According to Rabbi Resh Lakish, Chachamim, right, with regards to a Mizbeach, don't need Hamadav Haracha. It's only on Berek HaBayit they need Hamadav Haracha. So Therefore, Rabbi Shimon should just say, I'm Rabbi Shimon. The pastor mission should say, I'm Rabbi Shimon, im yipadu. And we know the machlokets on Berek HaBayit. Because on Mizbeach, they agree with Rabbi Shimon, according to Reish Lakish. You with me? Question clear? Anybody?
Yeah.
Right? Let's go through one more time. According to Reish Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanan always need Hamada Baracha. Now, we don't know what Rabbi Shimon's arguing about. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon has specifically tell us, I'm only arguing on Berek HaBayit. That's why he mentions the word Berek HaBayit. But according to Reish Lakish, who, with regard to Mizbeach, Chachamim, Tanakama, doesn't need Hamada Baracha, and they only need Hamada Baracha on Berek HaBayit, so we don't need Rabbi Shimon to tell us, on Berek HaBayit, I say redeem. Or let's just say, well, since the Machloket's only about Berek HaBayit, Chachamim say Berek HaBayit, need Hamada Baracha, and Rabbi Shimon says, don't need. So Rabbi Shimon has to say, when Chachamim said, the Mishnah here, the Mishnah says, if they die, Yigbaru, according to Reish Lakish, that's only talking there about Berek HaBayit. So Tanakama says, Imeitu Yigbaru, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yipadu. Why does Rabbi Shimon have to add in there, Kodshe Berek HaBayit, Imeitu Yipadu? We know he's speaking about Kodshe Berek HaBayit, according to Reish Lakish. So I'm Reish Lakish, so how does Reish Lakish answer you? I'm Lecha Reish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon lo haveyada my d'amar Tanakama. Actually, Rabbi Shimon never knew what Tanakama was speaking about. It's not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon never knew that Chachamim only held like Reish Lakish that in Berek HaBayit you need Hamada Baracha and in Mizbeach not. Rabbi Shimon himself wasn't sure what Tanakama was even discussing. So he said like this. He said, "Ibe kochem Mizbeach modin elach." If you're speaking about Kodshem Mizbeach in this Mishnah, right, then I agree with you that it is also there, because everybody agrees there with Mizbeach as far as they're concerned, right? Modin lach. And if it's Kodshem Berek HaBayit, right, if you tell me, Meite Yikparu, I'm telling you, Meite Yipadu. He wasn't sure what they're speaking about. And this is Talek Kibatei Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, you know, let's end off over here. Let's end up over here, and we'll carry on tomorrow, and then basically on Thursday, we've got a very short stuff. All right, let's end up over here. Remember that? We end up in the